This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. As we just heard, one place where people are especially feeling inflation is at the gas pump. AAA says the national average price of a gallon of regular is up 18 cents from a month ago to $3.49. Fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine have helped push oil futures to a seven-year high, around $95 a barrel. Over the weekend, President Biden warned Russian President Vladimir Putin that the U.S. and its allies would impose swift and severe costs on Russia if it invades its neighbor. As diplomatic efforts continue, Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on how the energy markets are reacting.
If the U.S. and its allies were to impose sanctions, the fear is over what Russia might do next, says Tom Tsang at the University of Tulsa.
The fear of any interruption of oil anywhere in the globe right now is pushing prices higher.
Russia is the world's third largest oil producer, and in theory, it could raise prices for its oil and gas exports. It could also divert exports away from Western Europe, which relies heavily on Russia for natural gas, says Matt Smith at the data and analytics firm Kepler.
Really, Russia has been holding Europe over a barrel because they know how much that continent is dependent upon their energy flows.
It's true that Russia's economy is dependent on selling that energy. Smith says that's why Russia can only push its leverage so far. But that's not much comfort to the oil market right now, says Sarah Vakshuri, president of SVB Energy International.
The market is very sensitive to any factor that could interrupt the supplies because the market is already tight.
Because the global economy has been reopening after the pandemic lockdowns, and many parts of the world have had a cold winter. Patrick DeHaan is head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. He says oil producers are struggling to keep up.
Demand for oil is up, but production has lagged behind. And so the whole global balance between supply and demand is a bit out of whack now.
Regardless of these geopolitical tensions, DeHaan says oil prices are likely to keep rising, especially as the driving season kicks off this spring. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.